This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Crossing the Mackinac Bridge is awe-inspiring. The longest suspension bridge in the Western Hemisphere, fifth longest suspension bridge in the world. You look up, way up at those two towers, and you wonder, what is it like way up there? Well, Richard DeMara has the answer because he helped to build the Big Mac Bridge. And yes, that included working up there at the very highest point of the bridge. Richard DeMara is with us now. Richard, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
Very good to have you with us. So there you are, a member of Iron Workers Local 25. And when did you first hear about this bridge project? How did they describe it to you?
Well, I've heard about it before, 1956. I was living up in Sheboygan and working for Argus Cameras. I don't know if you ever heard of them. They're from Ann Arbor.
We are in the Argus building.
No kidding. We made all the camera cases for the Argus Cameras up in Sheboygan.
So you hear about this bridge project?
Well, I heard about the bridge project, and I've been with Argus for 7-8 years, and I wasn't going anyplace with them. So I told them, I said, I'm going to try ironwork and try that Mackinac Bridge. So they said, you'll be back. And I said, don't plan on it. And I never turned back. I never went back. So.
And you worked for the American Bridge Company, and yes, you did wind up working up there at the highest point of the bridge. What were you doing on the bridge, Richard?
Well, when we were doing the cable work up there, we spun the cable. When they say spin the cable, they're not really making it go around, around, around. Every strand is laid out individually. There's 41,000 miles of it up there, and they're all in different bundles. And when the cable spinner went by, we'd have to sort those wires, make sure they all got in their particular spot because they were all went to one anchor bar way back in the anchor piers.
Very important work.
We couldn't have the wires getting crossed because you'd never be able to bring up the tension on the cables and have them in the right place. So this is one thing we had to watch all the time. And I used to make my rounds between up in the top of Church 19 and going down towards the center span, checking those wires all the time. So we did that 6-7 days a week, 10 hours a day.
Boy, that's busy. How high up were you when you were at the highest point?
552 feet. It couldn't get any higher.
Do you remember your first time up there?
It was very exhilarating. We were just working off catwalk, and it was 10 feet wide, suspended by 5 cables. We had that all the way across the straits, all the way from one anchor pier to the next. November of 1956, we got all the wire spun, 24 and a half inches. We had the castings put on, and I say these castings. If you go across the bridge, you see the wires coming down from the top up there, the main cable that holds the roadway up.
Yeah.
Well, those 2¼-inch cables that we used to support the catwalk are the same 2¼-inch cables that we took out of there in 1956. In the fall, after we had the main wire all spun, we took those out and we sent them back to, I think, Ambridge, Pennsylvania, or someplace where they cut them up to length, put sockets on the end. We got them back in 57, in which we put them over the top of the castings up on top of the up in the cable, where they just hung down below, and then that's when we started bringing up the roadway sections.
And there it was, suspended. You know, I've got to wonder, when you were over 500 feet, as you say, it didn't get any higher. First of all, talk about the view, but also I've got to wonder what the wind was like up there.
Terrible. The wind blew every day, and the wind typically blows from west to east in Michigan, and we were right there, right in the middle of the Straits of Mackinac. When that wind blew, there wasn't anything to stop it. The only thing that stopped it was that lighthouse up at that little town about 75 miles from there. That's the only thing that broke up that wind. But when the wind was blowing, we knew it because it was in the middle of June, and when we were on a night shift, we had all the clothes on we could stand, you know, because it was cold.
That is something. On a sunny day, can you give us a sense of what that view was like, even as you were dealing with the wind?
Oh, well, I guess, you know, the cable spinner just would go by about once every 20 minutes. And once it went by, you had a job to do to take care of those wires that you were spinning. And when it went by, it didn't come back for about 20 minutes. And I had plenty of time. I took a lot of pictures. You could see for, well, infinity just about either way. You could see to the horizon. You could either look one way and be looking all the way up Lake Michigan and look the other way and you're looking up Lake Huron.
Now, I know, Richard, there were workers who were killed during construction of the Mackinac Bridge.
Yes, we had 5 killed.
What happened? Do you remember those? Were you there that day?
They got there just after. That's when the 2 iron workers came down from the top of the tower up there when they were placing more of our catwalk. And these catwalk sections came up in bundles of about 100 foot, and then we attached them to the 2 1/4 inch cables, and then they slid down, and they got down to 100 foot. You had another 100 foot. And, well, back at that time, they had a hold back to hold it so it wouldn't go too fast or move too fast down, and the hold backs were out of 1 inch rope. Well, they thought that was going to hold it, but it didn't hold it. That rope broke, and,
boy,
and when it went down, two of the guys came right off at the top. Went right straight down, and two of the guys were hung up in the cables, sliding down the cables of the 2 1/4 inch cables. One guy's name was Bobby Anderson. The other guy was named Louis Stedman. Stedman was a big Indian from down in Oklahoma, and he was quite a man.
Hmm. When that happened, Richard, did you find yourself thinking, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this?
I don't know if I thought that. Maybe I did at the time, but that's when I started my iron worker career for Local 25, and I worked 35 years after that. All kinds of jobs, anything from powerhouses to waste treatment plants. About every building that General Motors put up in Pontiac or Detroit or Lansing, I worked most all of them.
It has to feel pretty good inside to know that you were a part of something that is just such a significant part of what Michigan is.
Yes. I'm proud to say that I worked on the biggest job that ever hit the state of Michigan, and that was the Mackinac Bridge. So.
Richard DeMara will talk about his experiences building the Mackinac Bridge this Saturday, March 14th at 2 p.m. The program will be at the American Legion Post 18. That's at 700 Adams Street in downtown Bay City. And yes, the public is welcome. Richard DeMara, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.